This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Here's Al Green. He's got questions.
Hey, I kind of like the fact that Al Green knows that nobody's buying the official story, and finally, even broken clocks are right twice a day. Here's the Texas congressman that wants Trump impeached saying, there better be video of this, release it. Well, guess what, Al Green? They turned the video cameras off, buddy. Welcome to the real world.
To happen. Impossible. When the impossible occurs, we have to act with immediacy. We need to see the video immediately. And if the video doesn't show us what it should and there's some technology that failed, Mr. Cavuto, we cannot allow ourselves to believe absurdities because it will cause us to allow atrocities to be committed. We have to see what happened.
What are you saying? Do you think someone killed him?
I don't know what happened. That's why we have to find out right away. And we also need to see if there's a video of those who were watching him, who are monitoring him. We need to see that video. This is not supposed to happen. We have to know immediately what occurred. And right. I thank you for giving me that.
No, right. It is very strange. It doesn't add up.
But now the video cameras were turned off, Owen. Now they're hiring the JFK cover-up artist. That did the whole fake report on the magic bullets and all that and the autopsy. I mean, this is getting absolutely ridiculous, Owen.
Well, I'm not sure how much I take into the new guy, the famous Dr. Michael Baden, being involved in this. He's pretty much involved with every high-profile autopsy, and there was already an autopsy done. The suspicious thing is why is it being held back right now? The family requested that Baden get involved. But, Alex, here's my thing, and listening to Al Green, They've cooked their own goose here because they tried to turn Epstein Trump into the thing, and they tried to flip the Clinton body count to the Trump body count on social media. So now all of their vitriolic, foaming at the mouth Trump haters are demanding answers into Epstein's death because they essentially think it's going to bring down Trump. So now you have clearly now Al Green is just, sorry to say, just a low IQ congressman because he goes out and says Trump is racist and all this crap. And you're like, wow, you must be blackmailed or some agent. But now he comes out this. He just buys it. He just genuinely buys all
the right. Let's go further. Let's go further. You just hit something key. We've been exposing Epstein for 10 years and, you know, 20 years before that, this whole globalist pedophile frame up blackmail network. But it was Democrats suppressing all of our real news about it, but putting out fake stuff about Trump and Epstein that kept it going, that then got all these lawsuits going because people wanted to defend themselves, that now has brought out all the proof on the Clintons, and they're too stupid to ever think two or three steps ahead. And so now, just like you said, they suppress Clinton body count, so then everybody pushes Trump body count, but then all they find is the truth about the Clintons. This is all completely blowing up in their face.
And here's what's coming next. Because I think Lisa Bloom and Gloria Allred are two, I'm not a fan of their politics, but they're pretty much, you know, they smell red meat, they smell blood in the water, so they're going to go after it for these victims. And now they're going after Ghislaine Maxwell, and all signs point to she wants to cooperate before they suicide her. But Alex, I want to get your final comments on this because this is where it all goes. You basically turned into the most credible person in media overnight. You basically turned from a conspiracy theorist to a biblical prophet overnight. But this story is in the mirror. Inside Orgy Island, where aristocrat sex parties eventually ended in murder, this comes out of island by Italy. This is what is going on or was going on at Epstein Island. And if it all comes out, this is what people are going to find out, Alex.
Well, I mean, I know they kill people on these islands, and so you're telling me it's in major news now that they're now talking about murdering people.
Yeah, this came out August 9th over the weekend. Zanoni, which sits off the west coast of Italy between Naples and Rome, was owned by an aristocrat and his wife, and they had all these sex orgies, and it documents in here how many of it ended in murder.
Well, yeah, and that's what I said last segment, is that they have these groups all over the world. They're
it's
doing
eyes wide shut, Alex. It's what Rosemary's Baby or whatever.
Look, I've been told by a lot of high-level Hollywood people, and I'll leave it at that, as high-level as you can get, that this stuff's all real and that Eyes Wide Shut is a documentary. Cooper's daughter told me it's a documentary.
Before I started working at InfoWars, I was not only a fan of Alex Jones and InfoWars.com, but also the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's one product that's offered at InfoWarsStore.com that is the elite of the supplements, and that's DNA Force Plus. Now, I remember when Alex first started talking about this with some of his special guests, telomeres and telomere support with your DNA. And so I started to look into the science and what telomeres were and how it can improve your health and longevity when you protect your telomeres. So I started looking into DNA Force Plus, but it's expensive. Why? Because it is an elite supplement. And then I started seeing other competitors coming up with competitive supplements for telomere support, and they came and they went. But DNA Force Plus is still there. It is the elite supplement. I get excited when DNA Force Plus is on sale because I know it's expensive. So you should take advantage of 50% off DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's Monday, August 12th, 2019. I'm Alex Jones on the road. Owen Schroeder is taking over right now with our great legal head counsel, Robert Barnes, who knows the inside baseball on all of this stuff. And he has privately told me about some of the lawyers and groups out there that get women's cases and then scuttle them, claiming that they're advocates for women. Because in this whole new Epstein assassination or witness protection program or whatever really happened, saga that nobody's buying, and this huge awakening for the world, this is one of the biggest ever. We have to ask, what's the next phase of the cover-up as it comes out that these orgy islands are all over the world, as Owen was just covering, and that they are actually killing people in rituals at these? I remember reading that in the London Guardian 25 years ago about they found a Rothschild castle in France with all these dead women and women still alive in cages, and then it all disappeared out of the news. This is the hunger, folks. This is the occultism, and this is an international spy ring, but how are they going to try to cover it up? I'm not going to name names. Barnes can go as far as he wants, but these women that are victims and are in these documents and proving the Clintons and all of this were there, how far is it going to go? How big is it? And historically, Robert Barnes, as I hand you and Owen the baton, a gut level, how would you characterize this moment in the world when the whole case is falling apart? They're hiring the famous JFK coroners. They're turning the cameras off. The jail guards aren't supposed to even do their normal job every 30 minutes. I think they probably killed him because dead men tell no tales, and it's a message to others. But who knows? All we know is questioning is the American way. I'm being sued, as you know. You represent me for questioning events. Robert Barnes, take over. We're all eagerly listening.
I mean, it's extraordinary. I mean, the way I see it currently is that what you see with the Epstein death is almost the equivalent to what happened with Lee Harvey Oswald getting shot by Jack Ruby. That at the moment that happened for the world to see, the world awoke to a different reality. They started to understand that things were not as they had. The 1950s civics book version of America wasn't the actual America they believed it was. There was something clearly AWOL. There was something clearly amiss. And that is definitely the case here. For example, I do a lot of cases involving people that are in federal detention. I also do a lot of civil rights cases involving people who are mistreated in various state and federal facilities. So I have intricate knowledge of how these facilities operate. In the Bureau of Prisons, ever since the early 2000s, when they imposed a wide range of protective procedures and protocols, it is near impossible to commit suicide. It is very, very difficult. And it's very difficult for multiple reasons. First, they design and structure the physical cell to not have the physical means for a person to commit suicide. As the New York Post published yesterday, recent inmates in the exact same cell that Epstein was in said they can't conceive of how he could have possibly done it. How he could have possibly committed suicide himself. So that's step one. So even if you somehow get past that, I would note that nobody has put out exactly how it is he died. They just said apparent suicide. They didn't say they found him hanging. And the reason a lot of people had doubts about that is there didn't appear to be any means to hang yourself inside that cell. They were saying, oh, he could have used his sheets. The sheets are paper. They deliberately structure every physical thing in that cell to make it almost impossible to commit suicide. In fact, nobody can remember the last time a suicide happened at MCC in Manhattan. The estimate is that the last time it happened was 44 years ago. To give you an idea, the Bureau of Prisons has a lower suicide rate, despite having a much higher risk profile of an inmate for mental health issues and suicidal risk, than does the population as a whole. That's how low the suicide risk is. And the reason for that, in first part, the primary reason, is the cells themselves are structured so it's very difficult to commit suicide. But the second is all the observation that takes place. First, you have your observation by the other person who's a fellow inmate in the jail cell with you. The next is that you have observation by video observation on your cell with a camera on it 24/7. The next level of observation is that the guards are either making 15-minute or 30-minute walk-bys, and usually they're doing it randomly so you don't know. It will be at least every 30 minutes, but usually it's more often than not. And then if you're on suicide watch, it's 15 minutes. The clothing that you wear is made difficult for you to try to utilize it for any self-harm purposes. So when you, on top of that, for anybody who has shown any degree of suicidal ideation, and Rod Rosenstein effectively admitted yesterday, or 2 days ago, in his tweet, that all federal prosecutors and wardens know that someone that is charged, what Epstein is charged with, is inherently and necessarily a suicide risk. That means they have to be put on suicide watch before they can be removed from suicide watch, which in suicide watch involves making sure that their clothes are in such a way that there's no chance of any kind of self-harm, monitoring them on pretty much 24/7 all the time with both cameras and a human person constantly looking at them all the way through, at least every 15 minutes, but usually more frequently, more often. And it involves therapeutic care by a psychologist, a trained psychologist. And on top of that, before a person can be removed from suicide watch, they have to have the warden has to sign off, the chief shrink has to sign off, and key supervisors and guards have to sign off. Here, what is already being admitted today and published in various reports today is that his, first of all, someone was removed from his cell so that he was completely alone. That's a high risk for a suicidal person to be alone, just hours before he is found dead. So that's for the one question will be, do we have videotape of him alive after that person was removed from his cell? Because the question would be whether or not maybe he was already dead and they just simply didn't realize he was dead and he'd been killed by his inmate, his fellow inmate. We don't know, but that would be information we would want to know right away. And having dealt with these cases in other contexts, it would be evidence I would want to look at. I would want to look at the camera video footage for whatever it shows, who went in and out, who walked by, who looked at it, who examined it, when was the last time he was seen alive. So the probabilities of these aggregate set of error. So I was debating various people like Scott Adams and other people yesterday on social media who were pointing out, you know, why attribute to intentionality what incompetence could explain. The reason here is because incompetence almost never produces this outcome in the Federal Bureau of Prisons. You're going to see a lot of data and information from the press and the left that will be talking about the high rate of suicides in jails. They're going to be talking about state jails, city jails, county jails. I know this because I bring those cases on a routine and regular basis. I probably brought more inmate suicide, death, self-harm related cases than all but a very few set of lawyers in the entire nation. And if you look at those cases, what those cases are going to reveal is that the federal system does not have this problem. And it does not have this problem because they use so many procedures and protocols. You have to have a collective, systemic, aggregate error by a wide range, cross number of people at the same time in the same place as to the same person. What's the probabilities that the shrink messed up and the warden messed up and the supervisors messed up and the guards messed up and the cameras messed up all accidentally? With the just from a sort of the sort of Occam's razor, if you just use that standard or methodology, what is the most likely explanation? If we decontextualize it and we put this in Russia or we put this in other countries or we put this in a different time or we remove the name of Epstein or Clinton, our natural conclusion would be to say that foul play clearly occurred here. And it came out, this happened on the same day that he gets all those records disclosed by the case brought by Mike Cernovich and attorney Randazza in New York, which was a motion to intervene, which was to unseal a bunch of records. And what was interesting about that was the lawyer for the victim, who had brought the suit against Ghislaine Maxwell. And so the suit didn't involve Epstein directly. It just involved him indirectly by all the evidence that the victim had concerning Mr. Epstein. So Epstein, you could say, was the real party in interest, even if he was not the legal party in interest. And what the record showed is a lot of extraordinary information. It exonerated Trump. What the victim said was that she'd never seen Trump there. She'd never seen him even flirt with other women, least of all be involved with anyone. By contrast, the information incriminated and implicated Al Gore, Bill Clinton, Senator George Mitchell, which was a complete shock to me because that was the first time his name had come up, Prince Andrew, some of the most powerful, privileged people in the world, hedge fund Wall Streeters, other people. So when we come back on the other side, we'll talk about what's really happening in that case. What did that disclosure really mean? What does it mean for whether there's going to be a meaningful investigation into Epstein, whether there's going to be follow-up criminal cases? What does the mysterious suicide, the Harvey Oswald style of Epstein, mean?
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Fourth dimension. It's the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex Jones. Robert Barnes on the line with me. We're going to get right back into some of this Epstein news with Bob and some of these other headlines and developments we have. But first, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we are the Space Odyssey. We are the Millennium Falcon. And they want us shut down because we covered the Epstein stuff years ago. It's almost like so old hat to us, the Epstein stuff. It's just a review almost. But there's other stories that we cover that they don't cover anywhere else either, and that's why they want us banned. But thanks to the audience going to InfoWarsStore.com, buying the toothpaste, buying the toothbrushes, buying the shampoo, buying the body wash, buying the air filters and water filters and all the great supplements that are still on sale for one more day, and your thoughts and prayers, we survive and maintain in this battle. But now you see why InfoWars is the most banned news network out there, folks. And you know, here's the challenge. How do you get people to understand how real this all is? How do you get people to really sink their teeth and their mind and their soul and their spirit and their consciousness into this to realize how real it is? Because, you know, you have all these Christians that read the Bible and live good lives, but they're missing the fight. They're missing the battle. They don't even realize that this is the fight of good and evil. This is the spiritual battle that we're in right now. And so we just come here every day, put it all on the line in this spiritual battle, and it's thanks to you going to InfoWarsStore.com, we can survive, despite all the censorship that you've seen against us. So again, one day left for the Banniversary sales at InfoWarsStore.com, which include up to 60% off all of our top supplements. We've got free shipping store-wide, huge discounts on air filters and water filters, double Patriot points with every order that can be used towards future purchases. InfoWarsStore.com. And then tell your friends and family about InfoWars.com/show so that they can watch the banned broadcast and see why they really ban us. Okay, we're going to get back on with Bob Barnes here shortly, and then Patrick Halley is going to be joining us to, again, sink our teeth into all of this Epstein news. But, you know, I've got so much to get to. Let me just do this, though. I'm going to go down this headline of Epstein, these headlines of Epstein news, and let's see if we can't read the tea leaves of what's coming next. So, Attorney General Bob Barr says he has serious questions about the Epstein death. Well, okay, serious questions, because I try to figure out, you know, what does that really mean? Well, if he's got serious questions, you think he'd be asking them, but he's not. So does he really have serious questions? This is an insult to Barnes, to Barr. It's just maybe he already knows what happened. Maybe he was part of it. Again, that doesn't mean bad or good. Like, Epstein might be out. Folks, they could have easily just gotten him out of jail, put him in witness protection. I mean, you see the conspiracy theories, oh, that's not Epstein. Well, maybe it's not. I don't know. I know he didn't get suicided, or I know he didn't commit suicide, so does Attorney General Bob Barr.
He's got serious questions, he says. We'll see. They didn't check on him for hours. Apparently, they ended the suicide watch. Even the Daily Beast, and it's all to try to connect it to Trump, but even the Daily Beast has the biggest bombshells from the Jeffrey Epstein documents. Directed to have sex, his sex slaves with the world's most powerful men. Epstein needed 3 orgasms a day. Used over 100 girls and sex toys. It's all in here. Swedish girl says she was held hostage at the age of 15. Yeah, and then they always try to tie it back into Trump. That's the whole point of the Daily Beast even doing this, is try to tie it back into Trump. But it's all about sex slaves and what Epstein was doing on his island. The computers and hard drives were removed before the police raid. But again, they try to connect it to Trump. And so now people are saying, oh, they're actually questioning the death because they think it has something to do with Trump. 7 unanswered questions about Epstein's death that the mainstream media is not talking about, from Michael Snyder. Why are the autopsy results being delayed? What will any cameras show if we'll ever see it? We won't. Why was Epstein off suicide watch? Why did guards break the rules? Why would Epstein try to kill himself? Why would Epstein tell the guards someone was trying to kill him? Yeah, folks, the defense came out. They said Epstein was going to die. You can go back and read the stories. They said someone was trying to kill Epstein. They all knew. How would Epstein kill himself? Mainstream media won't answer. Wealth of Jeffrey Epstein's brother, also a mystery. That story in Wall Street Journal. Is it really so much of a mystery? What happens to Jeffrey Epstein's money and homes now? Can feds seize everything? So let's get Bob Barnes back on. So we know the names, a lot of the names, probably not all of the names. We know a lot of the circumstances. People are finally realizing that this guy was part of a huge criminal network. I guess his brother was even making money off of it. So what do you think comes next as this, in the legal terms, everything, the focus switches over to Maxwell? And I'm hearing that she's going to cooperate, and I think that's because she's afraid that she might commit suicide soon. But where do you think all of this goes next, Bob Barnes?
Well, you know, Maxwell has a very unusual history. So her father was Robert Maxwell, who mysteriously died under unusual circumstances himself many years ago. There was allegations of intelligence agency ties, bank fraud allegations, financial fraud allegations. Goes out onto his yacht. Everything seemed to be cool and kosher. And then they just find him dead. They claimed it was suicide by drowning, which was a very unusual way to commit suicide. So if you're her, your father died under unusual circumstances. Now the person you were the most connected to, Mr. Epstein, dies under unusual circumstances while in federal custody, the safest place you're supposed to be. There's rumors and talk that nobody actually knows exactly where she is right now. So whether she's even around, whether she's disappeared, whether she can be found. So I think that if Attorney General Barr is serious, and today he said he acknowledged there were serious irregularities with what took place, serious problems with what took place at NCC. He also said that all the co-conspirators should not be thinking that this ends the case, that they are going to try to pursue it. I think as a practical matter, when the Justice Department and the feds and the Southern District of New York chose not to raid his properties in New Mexico, in the Virgin Islands, in Florida, that meant they were not going to be able to gather the kind of evidence that they should, and it provided an opportunity for other people, as InfoWars has reported. There's unusual activity at the Virgin Islands home of Jeffrey Epstein. There's unexplained activity taking place there. So
yeah, they took down the dome. There was a bunch of construction, underground construction. It looks like even they were exhuming things. And I don't want to get too conspiratorial. Bob, if you can stay another segment, maybe we'll have you on with a segment with Patrick Halley. We had a bad Skype connection. We had to get reconnected. But I kind of want to, again, because I don't... Attorney General Barr says, oh, he's got serious questions. Well, look, I mean, I want to get into that because he knows what's going on.
I love watching Dave and Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here, and I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We selling enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. and we'll expand and really give the globals for up their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
We've got Robert Barnes and we've got Patrick Halley on the air with us right now. We're discussing Jeffrey Epstein. Let me put this question out there to both of you and get both of your takes on this. Attorney General Bob Barr says he has serious questions about Epstein's death. Well, it's been, I don't know the exact hours, let's say at least 50, since Epstein's death. Any questions that Barr had, he could have already had answered by now, and he knows, or he already knew the answers before he claimed to have the questions. Let's go first to Robert Barnes and then Patrick Halley on this. What do you take away from Attorney General Barr saying he has serious questions? So is he really insinuating that this went on right under his nose and something happened, or and he really has questions? And then did he ask them? Why isn't he made it public? Or does he already know the answers and he's just going along for the ride?
I suspect he does not know the full answers. And the reason for that is there's a range of administrative procedures and protocols involved, including the BOP corrections officers are represented by unions. And so you're going to have a natural CYA effort taking place here. So the probabilities they're giving clear communication to him is low. They're probably saying, we're investigating, we're trying to figure out, there are some things that we found that did that happened that weren't supposed to happen, but we don't know the whole story yet, and we're reviewing it. And because of the evidentiary methodologies that have to be required under the union contract and internal Federal Administrative Procedures Act, that creates a situation whereby they can stall him. They can't stall him interminably. They can stall him for at least several days. So I think what he's saying is he's recognizing something happened here that wasn't supposed to. Now, give him credit. When's the last time you saw something like this happen? And immediately the Attorney General of the United States come out and say something seriously wrong here.
Right. Normally, and, of course, the president retweets Terrence Williams' videos talking about how it's so, obviously sketchy, to say the least. But I'll rephrase the question and go to Patrick Halley. I guess my point here is that there's really, to me, only three legitimate possible scenarios here. One, they, and Barr being involved, snuck him out of prison so that they could put him under witness protection and he could continue to give whatever cooperation he was giving. Or two, he was killed. Someone got in and killed him. Or three, somehow he was actually snuck out of jail. Somehow they actually broke him out of jail. So the final two scenarios, Barr would obviously have questions. The first one I think he would be involved in. Patrick Halley, what do you think is going on?
Well, Owen, my general belief is that Epstein is dead and they did kill him and that the Clintons were involved. Now, regardless of which scenario actually happened, the responsibility is on Attorney General Barr to keep this thing going. You can tell very easily what the play is for the deep state by reading NBC News. Immediately after Epstein's death, NBC News laid out the PSYOP very clearly and said there will probably not be any more criminal investigations stemming from this. No case against Ghislaine Maxwell. But there will be civil suits. Now, the civil suits are being managed by Lisa Bloom. Lisa Bloom, who is Gloria Allred's daughter, is actually handling the civil cases. And the reason they're allowed to sue is because Andrew Cuomo in February signed a law that gives them an extra year in order to file this case, even though the statute of limitations ran out. So the Democrat establishment is managing this, and they want these lawsuits to happen because it gives Gloria Allred's daughter the opportunity.
I'm actually glad you went there. I'm sorry to cut you off, but I actually want to focus on this because I saw this and now I'm starting to wonder, because Gloria Allred, Lisa Bloom, while they definitely smell blood in the water and they're legal sharks, maybe they actually want to bring this fish in, or are they maybe they're not being fully honest with these victims and they're trying to keep the situation under control. I mean, I don't want to think the worst of Allred and Bloom, but I mean, we got to look at all the angles here.
Oh, of course. Look, the government has seized a tremendous amount of Jeffrey Epstein's property, including stuff that was on that island where we know there was a satanic temple and a statue of Moloch the owl next to the satanic temple. Now, that evidence needs to come out, and Attorney General Barr needs to bring it out. However, there are agents who are trying to suppress it. James Comey's daughter, Maureen Comey, was added by SDNY as a prosecutor on this case to try to limit the investigation so all of this Clinton stuff wouldn't come out. But I encourage you to look at the Ghislaine Maxwell civil case deposition from a few years ago, which was unsealed one day before Epstein's death, in which Virginia Roberts made it very clear that there was a party on Epstein's island thrown for Bill Clinton after he left office. I believe that took place in 2002, and there were underage girls present.
Well, and let's be clear, the whole thing with the Clinton body count is just that the Clintons have had all these people die mysteriously around them. It's well known, the crimes of Bill Clinton in Arkansas by the locals. You know, the mainstream news covers it up, but really there's elites all over the world that want Epstein dead. I mean, we're talking about British royalty, too. So the whole Clinton connection is just, oh, the Clinton body count's already a trend, and oh, they're connected to the Clintons. But a lot of people had interest in Epstein being dead. But Bob Barnes, let me ask you, what do you make of Gloria Allred and Lisa Bloom being in charge of these civil suits right now? Do you think they have the victim's best interest in mind, or as usual, perhaps their own best interest in mind, or perhaps maybe a Democratic Party's interest in mind?
Well, I think a good background on this is that the main victim's lawyer that was involved in the Maxwell case, that who was opposing and objecting to the intervention and the unsealing of the records from Mike Cernovich, That lawyer is David Bowie's law firm. So people can Google David Bowie's, B-O-I-E-S, and draw their own conclusions about whether Bowie's is a conflicted attorney involved in the proceedings. Because here he kept arguing, his firm kept arguing in federal court that the record should remain sealed because somehow they would damage the victim. But once the records were unsealed, almost none of the records damaged the victim. Instead, the records damaged people like Al Gore, people like Senator George Mitchell, people like who was the Senate Majority Leader for a long time, people like Prince Andrew.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying here. That's why I want your legal expertise on this, because, again, I don't want to think the worst of these lawyer groups, and I don't want to, you know, become some sort of snare in the victim's mentality here. But, I mean, you got to wonder, I mean, Lisa Bloom, Gloria Allred, any other situation, they're on national TV doing interviews 24-7. I haven't seen them on TV once, Bob.
Not only that, I think also, here's the other consequence of Epstein's death. It's not clear to me how any of those suits go forward now. Because when a person is dead, the legal system generally does not allow a suit against them to go forward because they're not in a position to defend themselves. So I guess technically they're going to be suing the estate of Jeff Epstein for a personal harm claim. And I'm just not sure how that's going to work. So I think what is happening is there has been, we call it captured counsel in the business. So it's where a lawyer's interest is really conflicted in their goal and objective. You see it often in mob cases. You see it in drug conspiracy cases where really the lawyers involved are representing the interest of someone else other than their nominal client. And that's the concern here about David Bowie's firm is wasn't he conflicted? David Bowie famously represented Al Gore and Bush v. Gore in 2000. When it came out that, in fact, his client had identified Al Gore as potentially a problematic individual connected to Epstein, doesn't that create a conflict of interest that precludes him from being involved?
And you know it firsthand. I mean, we won't get too into details, but, I mean, folks, you'll be the high-profile lawyers to try to get in control of a case will offer services, you know, just to control a case. I mean, we don't need to get into too much detail, but, I mean, we've seen it. So, again, I'm not saying that's what's happening. We just have to ask these questions.
Oh, no doubt about it. There's no doubt that I've compared David Bowie to Robert Mueller. He is to the deep state outside the system, inside the legal system, what Robert Mueller was inside the government. And I've dealt with him in multiple contexts and multiple cases where his fingerprints were left on the case where he conveniently provided a scapegoat for institutional interest, often against the nominal interest of his client. So the fact that it's just weird. David Bowie is not a personal injury lawyer. He's not a human trafficking lawyer. He's not a sexual harassment lawyer. How did he get control over key cases that implicated potential high-profile Democrats? Give you the idea of who David Bowie is? David Bowie was Harvey Weinstein's lawyer for a long period of time.
But isn't the answer now to file civil suits against Maxwell and go that angle?
Actually, InfoWars is going to be looking at moving to intervene in some of these cases and bringing FOIA actions so that we get independent sourced information so that they can't continue to hide and cover up this stuff.
All right, Bob Barnes, great work as always, folks. RobertBarnesLLP.com, and he's just got the legal expertise and the inside knowledge. When I come back, Patrick Cowley's with.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th and learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text GOLD SUMMIT to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What a time to be alive. Oh, man. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Still on air, despite the fake news saying we're dead. No, we're alive. You're dead. We're still here. We have an audience. We independently fund ourselves with the millions and millions of audience members. The great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. We get the best guests on. Like Patrick Howley, who's been covering this Epstein story for a long time. So Patrick, let's do this. Let's really put into perspective here who Jeffrey Epstein was and why there was so much interest amongst very high-profile, public, famous, influential, elite people to shut him up and have him dead if the case is he's actually dead. Whether he's dead or not, I guess we could debate. But they wanted him dead. There's no doubt about that. All the victims knew it. The lawyer's victims knew it. He knew it. Everybody knew it. And now somehow he's dead. So why, though? What's the big Epstein story? To audience people that may not know, you've been following this for a long time. Who is Jeffrey Epstein? How did he end up here? And why do all these elite people want him dead?
Well, we're still finding out who Jeffrey Epstein was because it's still very unclear how he made his money. He's presented as a financier and a hedge fund manager, but if you look at his finances, the money was very mysteriously put into his accounts. If you look at Mark Epstein, his brother, who's a real estate person, it also a lot of mysterious wealth. We know from the former Labor Secretary Alex Acosta, when he was interviewing with the Trump transition team, he was asked about the fact that he gave Epstein a sweetheart deal the last time around when he was convicted of pedophilia. Alex Acosta identified Epstein as a member of intelligence, and he was told from high up, Robert Mueller, of course, being the FBI director at the time, to lay off of the case. Now, Epstein was a socialite in Palm Beach in that area, and he was taking wealthy people, including Hollywood celebrities like Kevin Spacey, who recently had his charges dropped against him, possibly in return for cooperation, like Bill Clinton at least 27 times. He was flying them on his private jet and taking them down to his island, Pedophile Island, Little St. John Island, where there was a temple that was stocked with a lot of surveillance cameras, footage of a lot of elites engaging in pedophilic activity. This, I believe, was used as blackmail against high-level politicians as a psyop.
No, exactly. And let's just be clear so that people can understand better. This is like, you know, a local police officer. Or let's say, you know, you're a police officer and you go bust, you know, a drug dealer and he's got, you know, a small time deal, but he's got some, you know, cocaine, whatever, selling drugs. And you take it to your upper, you know, your boss or whatever. And you're saying, hey, I got this guy doing this. And he says, OK, look, I need you to let him go. He's an informant for us. And so I just need you to sit this case down. Well, you're kind of frustrated. What does that mean? Well, that means the cops are using him to pinpoint other drug dealers. I mean, that's basically what's going on. So essentially that's what the. But it's not even that. It's that the FBI was using Epstein to blackmail people, to put them in positions of power and influence, to then control culture, control society, control politics, control the flow of information. And that's what he was being used for as an informant, not like, oh, I'm going to help you get the bad guys. He never helped any bad guys. He never helped. No, he never brought anybody in. So the whole thing was a blackmail thing. The FBI was using the dark shadow government to keep their power structure alive and well in the West.
Absolutely. He had Clinton and Gore in his pocket, and he was obsessed with getting close to Donald Trump, which is why he was constantly hanging around Mar-a-Lago, which is why he was banned from Mar-a-Lago. Now, the fact that this bombshell witness, Virginia Roberts, was as a teenager employed at Mar-a-Lago only continues to confirm what I've known for years, which is that Donald Trump has been on a mission for about a decade to try to bring Jeffrey Epstein to justice and use it as a placeholder case to bring down the other big fish in human trafficking.
Well, now hold right there, because this is huge what you're saying. I really want you to get into this. You've been following this for a decade. You believe that what Donald Trump knew, and let's remember, he put out a tweet saying pedophiles need to hang. I'm paraphrasing. But you think Trump has been following this, known about this, been trying to stop what Epstein is doing, obviously knew the Clintons were involved. You think he's been doing this for 10 years, and you say you have the your research is what's led you to that belief.
Oh, absolutely. Trump assisted the last prosecution effort against Epstein when he was busted for pedophilia. Unfortunately, under Robert Mueller, Epstein got a sweetheart deal and got out and continued partying with socialites like Katie Couric and George Stephanopoulos and the Clintons and big-time actors. Now, in this most recent version with Trump as the president, you know, this was supposed to be a placeholder case to bring down all of these people who are involved in human trafficking. There are now so many links to human trafficking. That
yeah, I was
going to
say, I mean, I'm sure you've been seeing, like, Operation Broken Heart, the thousands of pedophiles being arrested nationwide.
Oh, yes, absolutely. This is a big Trump administration initiative. The NXIVM sex cult case was also a placeholder case. Of course, we know Mexican children were gaming the immigration system and coming into this country. And that case is also very relevant because we know that the Rainbow Cultural Gardens, which were overseen by Hillary Clinton's donor, Claire Bronfman, were actually experimenting on children, and they were based in Mexico and Guatemala in addition to the United States. So you can trace the entire map of human trafficking into this country, including land in the southwestern United States that is owned by the company Cemex. Cemex, the majority stakeholder in it, is Bronfman Rothschild, a firm that is run by Claire Bronfman's brother, Matthew Bronfman. So they even own the land that the child slaves come up over. The entire human trafficking network is being exposed and pulled apart, and it's all linked to satanic elites who practice the Luciferian religion. And based on the teachings of Aleister Crowley, and this is all true, it's not a conspiracy theory, they do sacrifice children on a pentagram.
We don't have to get too into this, but like, I mean, the audience can go down and do this. If you really want a red pill, if you want a rabbit hit, I mean, they get these ancient texts and they actually believe they're doing these rituals. They ingest drugs. They do all kinds of hallucinogens. They engage in sex stuff that can be tied with these. They're doing stuff that the average person can't even conceive, but it's ancient stuff that they've just been involved with forever. And so where do you think it goes from here? It's all being exposed, but is enough going to come out to the average individual where they really have an awakening of the soul, of the spirit, of the flesh, the mind, that it's like, wow, we're really in this. There really are forces of evil. I mean, I look at the average Christian that reads the Bible that has no idea this is going on. It's like, hey, I mean, it's time for people to get active in the spiritual war here.
Well, it really is up to the Trump administration. The reason why we had so much success with the NXIVM case is because there was a sensationalistic celebrity trial at Brooklyn Federal Court that was being waged by the Department of Justice and that got a conviction. And I think Claire Bronfman's going to face additional charges for visa fraud. But, you know, the force of the mainstream media is still pretty potent in terms of brainwashing the average Ellen DeGeneres viewer into thinking that these things are not happening.
Do you think this is a breaking point? Because, I mean, the average individual knows 1 + 1 still equals 2. And they're trying to say 1 + 1 = 3 with this Epstein deal. I mean, I see a major awakening happening here.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's happening all over the world. And, you know, I think Donald Trump is definitely at the center of it. I think these things are going to continue. And I think we absolutely cannot drop the ball on this opportunity because the entire world is looking at the situation right now and realizing that there are very corrupt people close to the Clintons who are now dying under mysterious circumstances. This has been going on for a long time, and it's right in front of our faces now. So we need to all seize this opportunity because, you know, this is something that can truly change the world.
No, that's exactly it. And we've got a social media team here. We do, like, promotional videos during the break, stuff for our Subscribestar accounts and everything. And they came in here, and they're like, hey, just give us, like, 30 seconds to a minute. And that's exactly what I said. It's like, I see a window of opportunity here where people that aren't necessarily politically involved, it's like the whole thing, like, ratings for sporting events and attendance is going down because it's not delivering anything. There's nothing, it's a superficial surface value, which is sad because that's where society is. I mean, really, society is just so shallow now. Just everything's on the surface, everything's superficial. So they can't even, it's almost that they don't even have the ability to go so deep. But I think this is a huge moment because the average American citizen can see this story, look into Epstein, see the cover-up, and just be like, okay, wait a second. Clearly, this guy was murdered. Clearly, the mainstream, because that's what was my awakening process, is I just saw an event happen that I never questioned things. I never thought TV media would lie. You know, I just saw an event happening and then looked into it for myself and then was like, whoa, everything clicks. When you see that there are people consciously lying to you, trying to deceive you on air, I mean, that's a life-changing experience. It was for me. I think that's where we're at here, Patrick.
Yeah, I don't think we're in a war between right or left. I think we're in a war between the 2D narrative and the 3D narrative. When Hillary Clinton finally sobered up and gave her concession speech after losing the election, both her and Bill Clinton wore purple. Bill Clinton wore a purple tie. She wore a purple dress. Now, that's a call signal to her fellow deep state people that they're going to try to control both sides. And they have done that through the FBI, through Christopher Wray, James Comey. What they didn't count on was that Trump was going to clean out the Department of Justice and really go as hard as he could to try to clean out this entire system. So, you know, this is going to take Donald Trump doing everything he can. It's also going to take us doing everything that we can. I don't believe that Jeffrey Epstein was truly a believer in this Luciferian religion. I believe that he was an asset who was simply blackmailing politicians.
All right, let's get into that. The final 5 minutes here with Patrick Halley. Let's talk about that.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.